Welcome back to the Webinar Funnel System. This is Bob the Teacher, your marketing educator here at Lead Pages with part three of the course. And in this part, it's all about engaging your audience so that they hang on your every word of your presentation and they do what you ask them to do at the end of the webinar. Now, at this point in the course, we've talked about your vision and how to set up your attraction system to get people registered for your webinar. In this section, the engaging section, we'll talk about giving them that sense of community and connection that webinars are so awesome for. Of course, in the final two sections, we'll talk about scooping up those folks that do not attend your live webinar and then leveraging your entire webinar process for long-term profits. We'll be focusing in this video on just the during webinar section. And the primary driver of your success during your webinar will be all about that connection that you are making with your viewers. So let's start out with one of my favorite tips, which is to provide a reminder of the handout that you sent them earlier and make sure that everyone attending now has a copy. You want to make sure that you have an easy link to share for that handout, and that can either be off of Amazon S3 or your own web host. If you're using WordPress to store your file, you're going to have a pretty long and ugly link. So I recommend that you create a lead page in order to deliver this more efficiently for your viewers. It also adds an extra level of professionalism to your presentation. Let me show you how to set up a page like this inside of Lead Pages. Inside of your dashboard, I want you to go to the Thank You Pages section. Scroll down to the very bottom and click on this Thanks for Signing Up template. I like to use this template for a handout because it's very simple to create and it's very simple to know exactly what to do. Simply adjust your headline to reflect this as a handout during your webinar, change the subheadline to direct what you want them to do, adjust this text to give a quick synopsis of why this is important, adjust the text on the call to action button. Then we need to change this go to URL link to the handout itself. So if you've uploaded this to your WordPress dashboard's media library, click on the document and then copy this link and paste it in here. You definitely want to open this in a new window. Click Done and change this text link as well. Click Done when you fix that. Alternatively, you can take this text link and have it point to an offer or something else entirely. For example, you can have this link connect to your Facebook page or even to a checkout page. Swap the image out with an image of your handout, adjust the footer text if you wish, and if you want to link to anything on the web, highlight it, come up to the chain button, and paste in your link. Again, I would recommend that you open that link in a new tab. Click Done, and do the same thing for any additional links you might have in your footer. Click on Open Link in a New Window for this link as well. Final step is to name your page, and then name the link. Change your SEO tag title, but because we don't want this page found on the search engines, we're gonna leave the description and the keywords blank. We'll click on Done, and then we'll save the page. Again, when you click Publish, you can choose to share a link like this on your webinar, or if you think it's easier to remember, come back into WordPress, add a new lead page, choose your handout, and make it an easier URL for yourself. You want this link as easy as possible so that when you're reading it out loud, it's easy for your attendees to type it, and if you're going to type it into your chat box, it's easy for you to remember as well. Also doesn't hurt if it's short, so it's fast to type. Click on Publish in order to publish it on your site. As you can see, it just takes a few seconds to put a page like this together, and you've just saved yourself a lot of frustration trying to communicate with a webmaster who probably won't get back to you for a couple of days. Now, a key part of engaging your audience is actually knowing what to say during your presentation. So I've got a formula for you that I think will help you structure your talk in such a way that it keeps people engaged and it's easy to leverage later on. I call it my easy effort formula, and it starts off with being excited. In a short 1 to 2 minute introduction, share with your listeners why you're excited to be sharing the information you're about to share with them during the webinar. You won't be providing too much detail during this brief introduction, but you'll let people know a little bit about the kinds of results that they're going to be finding. For example, in my fake wedding consultant program I'm using for this demonstration, I might say in my 15 years as a wedding consultant, it's never been easier to save at least $850 on a wedding, and many of my clients have saved several thousand because of what I'm going to be sharing with you during this webinar. The second element of the easy effort formula is frustrations. This is where you share the typical frustrations that your ideal audience who's listening in on this webinar is currently facing. You want to share your story. You want to share the story of your best customers and clients, and let the viewer know that you know exactly the kind of position that they're in right now. For example, in my fake demonstration, I would discuss how frustrating it is to negotiate a contract to have the time of your life during a wedding, and how difficult it is for married couples to have a debt-free wedding. This section of your webinar would be about 2 to 3 minutes, perhaps a little bit longer if you're sharing a bit more case studies or stories about the example clients that you've worked with in the past. Again, this section is all about hitting the pain points to let your viewers know that you know exactly the positions that they're in right now. The second F in the Easy Effort formula is your formula, and this is actually the bulk of your webinar. This is where you break down for people how you've got it figured out, and that if they follow the steps that you lay out, they will be able to have an easier solution than trying to figure it out on their own. In the case of my fake webinar, I have 7 secrets to save a lot of money on your upcoming wedding. So the formula would be those 7 steps. I recommend that that final step is actually held for a later point in the webinar. The O in the Easy Effort formula are the obstacles and objections that your ideal audience is likely to have as they're listening to your formula. This is the yeah, but section. And this is where you understand your audience as well as they understand themselves, perhaps even better. You can predict what their obstacles will be, and you can predict what their objections will be. Be willing to share this openly, and you'll be surprised at how impactful the next stage is of this formula, which is to reveal your solution. And this is likely your final step of your formula. This is where you let people know about your programs or service or products that make it a lot easier than having people try to figure the rest of this out on their own. Finally, you ask people to take action. You want them to go to a sales page or click a button in order to buy your product or service. There are a number of different sales strategies going on in a webinar, and this is just one example formula that you can use. Try it out for yourself. I bet you'll be surprised at how well it works for you. Now, as you're planning for your webinar presentation, you're also structuring it for later segmentation. In part 5 of this course, the leverage part, we'll be splitting up the webinar into pieces. So ideally, have your formula broken up into 5 to 10 minute sections, because you'll be able to later leverage these sections and use each segment as a promotional tool, both on social media and on your own video lesson pages. When you start your webinar, make sure that you show my screen and select the screen of the monitor that's displaying the information you want to present, and not the wrong screen. I recommend you use a dual monitor and select the clean option. The clean option makes sure that any of the background desktop images that you may have do not show up to the viewers of your webinar. As you're presenting your webinar, it's very key that you engage your audience throughout the entire presentation so that they can listen to the end when you're offering them a way to continue with you. So there's 3 ways to do this. Number 1, obviously, is to make sure you have great content. Plan out the structure of your presentation so that one element leads to the next, and people are hooked all the way to the end. But you can also engage your audience with polls. Polls allow you to ask a specific question, and if you do this at particular times of your webinar, it will re-engage people to want to know what the next element of your presentation is. You can also engage your audience by having an ongoing question and chat session with them. With a little bit of practice, you'll become a pro at paying attention to the questions that are coming in, answering them as you can, and having a Q&A section towards the end of your presentation. Another cool thing about this feature is that everybody's responses are recorded in your GoToWebinar reports, which means for each attendee, you get to see how they answered your poll questions and what questions that they asked. Let me show you how to set these up inside of GoToWebinar real fast so you know exactly how to engage your audience with these features that puts GoToWebinar over the top. So back in the GoToWebinar account, let's go to our 7 secrets to saving a ton at your wedding fake webinar that I've set up, and change the setting for polls. Type in the question that you would like to have answered, and then your multiple answer choices. After you've clicked create, you can always come back and edit this question until it looks exactly the way you want it. To create a second question, click on update, and then fill out the form again. Repeat this process until you have all the questions that you would like. I recommend at least 3 questions in your polls. Just remember, the timing of these questions is important to make sure that your audience is engaged. Make sure you click Save Changes once you've finished creating your polls. Now, to launch a poll during your webinar itself, activate your poll window and choose your poll from the drop-down menu and click Launch. You'll start to see the answers coming in, and I would recommend that you actually read your question and the responses to make sure people are clear on which one to respond to. Let this go on for about 45 seconds to a minute, or when you get about 70% or so of the vote tally. Once you've given sufficient time to answer the question, go ahead and hit close to
to stop the voting. You can either read off the results to everyone, or you can hit share and the results will be shown to your audience. To reshow your screen, hit hide. After you've hidden the first poll, at any time in the future of your webinar, you can then go on to your second poll and hit launch and repeat the process. Depending on the timing of your webinar, you may also elect not to showcase a poll, but a well-timed question like this can go a long way to re-engaging your audience at a specific time in your webinar. To answer questions during your webinar, open up the questions panel and select the question that you would like to answer. You can actually type an answer directly as a response without having to say it out loud if you wish to, and you can send it to everybody or you can send it privately. Ideally, most of your questions should be answered out loud if they're relevant to everybody involved, but if somebody has a question that's specific just for them, feel free to use this private exchange instead. Another way to engage your audience is actually a little counterintuitive. As a matter of fact, I've resisted doing this myself during a lot of my webinars, but I've been finding that it actually has a nice positive impact on conversions. And that's in part because it keeps people hanging on longer during the presentation. Most of the time when you're using PowerPoint or Keynote, you'll show the entire screen as the slide. But during our Lead Pages conversion webinars, our conversion educator Tim Page has discovered by having the entire screen, including the thumbnails on the left, it actually holds people's attention better. If you're a sports fan, you may recognize this as a bumper. And with the thumbnails being visible, but without a lot of detail, people are very curious to know what's coming next. Try this out on your own and see if your attendance rates continue to go up throughout your webinar.